ABC News, I'm Ben Thomas. Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking the Supreme Court to weigh in on whether Donald Trump can be prosecuted for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election. Sagar Magani has details.
A federal judge this month rejected claims by Trump's lawyers that, as an ex-president, he's immune from federal prosecution. His trial is set for March. Trump has signaled he will ask a federal appeals panel to reverse that ruling. Smith, in turn, is looking to bypass that court and wants the high court to rule quickly. That reflects his desire to keep the case on track and avoid delays that could push the trial until after next year's election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meantime, a jury's hearing arguments over damages Rudy Giuliani must pay to two Georgia election workers after falsely accusing them of fraud while pushing Trump's baseless claims after the 2020 election. Lawyers played recordings of the threats the two women received. Attorneys for a Texas woman who sought court permission for an abortion says she's left the state for the procedure. Shelley Adler has details.
31-year-old Kate Cox was believed to be the first woman in the country to ask a court for permission for an abortion since Roe v. Wade was overturned last year. Her lawsuit quickly became a high-profile test of bans in Texas and a dozen other GOP-controlled states where abortion is prohibited at nearly all stages of pregnancy.
Israel's defense minister says the offensive against Hamas will take time and is refusing to commit to any deadlines. This amid calls to wrap it up. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is making a quick visit to Washington, pushing his country's need for military aid. He says of Russian President Vladimir Putin,
"His real target is the freedom. Freedom people enjoy from Warsaw to Chicago."
President Biden's aid request is stalled in Congress. This is AP News. Since Russia's invasion, thousands of Ukrainians have fled occupied areas over myriad routes. Nearly 2 years in, the corridor is now their only option.
Those who opt for this route trek on foot along a 1.2-mile corridor along the front line of the fighting. Some travel with children or elderly parents. By the time they arrive in Sumy, they're exhausted. Lydia Martovitska of Luhansk says the journey was difficult. It was very tough for my son. He constantly sat down as we were walking. I told him, "Roma, go," pulling him up by the hand. Katerina Arisoy is the director of the non-governmental organization Pluriton, which runs a volunteer-staffed shelter on the Ukrainian-controlled side of the corridor.
Here we provide humanitarian aid and another support to Ukrainians who return from occupied zone every day.
I'm Charles Duledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.